Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, August 24th, and we're back as always.
It's Danny. Friday.
We're so fucking reliable, man. You can set your watch by us. I'm telling you, we're here every day. And
Yesterday I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, right?
Like, even at night, I was like, oh, okay, I don't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second.
No, I'm just grateful we're here every day. I mean, you haven't missed even one day since you started.
Only one.
Well, maybe you had to do something, but otherwise, you know, it's not like I can get out of bed, I can't do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday you came here with
no sleep. Get out of bed for at least an hour, but I went home and I slept, like, I didn't even make it to the bed, I slept on the couch. Wow. I, like, came home, wrapped a blanket around me, and I was out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go without sleep, you know?
No. I mean,
my God, you know?
So let's talk about my night.
Okay, let's talk about your night. But you said you went to sleep during the day.
During the day.
Okay.
So I was supposed to go to an event.
Power thing?
No, this was like a cosmetic line. But I get invited to cosmetic events all the time.
Yeah.
And I always bring Tehran to events because he helps me network. Because sometimes I get a little awkward.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It depends. Like, if it's somebody that's not interesting, it's hard for me to stay focused.
Yeah.
So I bring him, so he's like, stay focused. I'm like, okay, got you. but then that guy I told you that I met outside the club, who was like Russian.
Right.
He asked me on a date to go to the comedy store to see a comedy show.
Really?
So I was like, do I go to this event and network or do I go on a date? So I ended up going on the date. Comedy show was great. Do you know who Tom Arnold is, though?
Yeah.
I've never seen, like, it was like nails on a chalkboard.
Really?
People booed him off stage.
Are you serious?
It was hard to watch, yeah.
Wow.
Like, not one person laughed at a single one of his jokes, and he was on stage for over 30 minutes.
Wow. But he's hyper as hell, huh?
I thought he might have been, like, on, like, some serious drugs. Because he was talking fast.
He's always like that.
I was like, holy shit, let's slow down a little bit.
Right.
So anyways, he takes me to dinner after that, to Tao. That food there is so good, by the way. And then we went to the nightclub for like an hour. And then I went back to his hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I had sex for the first time. And it was so bad, Sam.
How can it be?
It was so bad. I mean, we like literally smoked weed and talked for 2 hours. Like, I could. Uh-huh. He's one of the sweetest guys ever. Gentleman, opens the car door, like, funny. We get along really well. Like, we smoked weed and we talked about anything you could possibly talk about.
Nice.
And then I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's because he was a nice guy or what it was, but it was like my vagina just dried up like the desert.
Oh, my God.
I had to tell him to stop.
Really?
I said, please stop.
So you didn't enjoy it?
Not a second of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even like foreplay?
None of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's terrible because you really like the guy.
And I'm low-key disappointed. I thought the only reason
but
I...
But you know what? The first time usually sucks. Maybe give him another chance.
No.
You know?
I mean, he doesn't live here. He leaves in like 5 days.
I know.
So anyways, I told him to stop and my excuse was my vagina hurts, which it did.
Right.
Because I don't know if it's because I haven't had sex since May, but I was like, this isn't working for me. I don't know if it was like the traction of the condom or what, but it really hurt. Like, it was just not enjoyable for me. So I was like, hey, listen, sorry, I can't continue to do this.
God, that must have really...
So he's like, you can't do this to me. I go, I absolutely can do it to you and I will.
Really?
And I didn't suck his dick. I didn't jerk him off. Nothing. I just left him with 110% blue balls.
Why?
And then he was like, can I sleep over? I mean, can you sleep over? And I said, no. I go, that's weird. Which is weird because usually after a girl sleeps with someone, the first thing she's thinking is, I ain't fucking leaving.
Right.
So I was like, hey, can you call me an Uber? And he called me an XL, like a big ass, like an SUV came to pick me up. I'm like, this isn't necessary. But he's like, going to San Francisco. He's like, do you want to come to San Francisco with me?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no.
Oh my God. That's terrible. I'm really disappointed.
But he's very beautiful. Like,
yeah.
He's definitely interesting for sure. He's 110% Russian. I thought he was mixed. Nope. That boy is Russian.
So what does that mean? He didn't turn you on or what?
I don't know. Mm. I literally FaceTime my sister.
But you look forward to it, right?
I definitely was in my head like, I'm having sex with this guy, right, which I never do. But for me, I was like, he's leaving. Right. No strings have to be attached. Right. And I'm always safe.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So okay. It didn't work out. It was like God telling me, like, bitch, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I've seldom experienced bad sex.
I've had it a couple of times. This has only happened to me one other time with this. It was like this Brazilian guy, and he's beautiful, right. Like 7 foot tall. He was a basketball player, and I thought he was gonna like throw it down.
Right.
Oh my God. Same thing.
Really.
Awful. Very vanilla.
Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. Yeah. Well, not everybody's a pro.
Yeah. No,
but do you think at that age they go out, they fuck a lot, you know?
That you would be, yeah. Because we had like an honest conversation because he's been in LA for a month. Mm. I go, how many women have you slept with since you've been here?
Yeah,
and he said six.
Six women.
That's kind of a lot for being here for a month.
Yeah, I would expect him to be experienced and pleasing by then. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems to be going on everywhere, huh? Everybody fucking everybody, pretty much.
But then after he's like, well, can you like suck me off? And like, I don't want to have like blue balls. And I go, no, I don't know you.
Wow. So you totally turned on him.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not a shock. Like I make this when we have a conversation before we even hook up. I'm like, right. These are my ground rules. If you ain't with the shits, then you ain't with the shits. And then they act stupid. Like, I didn't just tell you this is how it's going to go down.
Right.
It took me 6 months to suck my ex-boyfriend's dick.
Right.
I'm not going to be sucking yours when I'm probably never going to see you again. Yeah. I care way too much about my throat.
That's funny.
So I feel bad because he's really cute and like nice.
Right.
Like even afterwards, he's like, can you cuddle with me at least? Like he's just a nice guy.
Right, right.
Like he's not a dick. Like most guys would be like, all right, get the fuck out then.
Yeah.
Like that's usually how assholes act. He's anything but. My sister was like, what's your problem? Like, I don't know. This moment makes me realize how fucked up I am.
Yeah.
Because like the guy, the Middle Eastern guy that treats me like shit, 30 seconds and it's like a whoosh, whoosh. And I hate him, but I'm like so excited for it. Like, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it was because he was nice all night. I don't know.
Wow.
That means I'm very, very messed up in the head.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't seem to just have sex detached, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to have more than that.
I think that's what it is for me.
Right.
Like I've realized that I'm just not a one night stand girl. Right. I've had two one night stands.
That, you know. Yeah. You said that. It's not like it's new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and I just wanted to like give it another go.
Yeah.
So that solidifies to me that I definitely could never have sex with that 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Because it would never just be a one night stand for me. Yeah. I'd be like fucking around and like falling in love with an 18-year-old.
Who might be 17?
Yeah, like I don't know. That honestly might be why he hasn't. He's probably like, let me wait until my actual birthday.
I doubt it, man. If he had a chance for sex, he would do it, you know?
No, he's turned it down six times. He gets scared. He'll be like, yeah, come over. Here's my address. Like, he's even sent me his address.
Right.
And then it's just disappeared.
Really?
I'm like, why are you so petrified?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. You just say stuff every so often that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not attractive.
Wow.
So that was my night. And then I woke up this morning and I'm trying to like, you know, when events happen, you just kind of like block it from your memory. Like, nah, that shit didn't go down.
Right.
That's me today.
Yeah. So you're blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to block my son's reaction yesterday. They came to, they told me like 2 hours before they were coming to spray for the ants in my house.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it and everything. The guy shows up. He says, you have to take the cat out for a couple hours. So I go to my son, well, go and take the cat a couple hours. He got so pissed. You know, like, why didn't you tell me in advance? I'm like, I don't know. The guy just showed up and said, you have to take the cat. What's the big fucking deal? Go to your mom's house for a couple hours.
Right.
You know? So he left mad, and then this morning he's like, man, long face. I'm like, what, you mad at me for bringing someone to clean the ants? He's like, no, for...
He needs to get over it.
Yeah, I mean, so I inconvenienced him. What the fuck? You know, the shit that he does to me, you know?
Yeah,
I
he
mean,
sounds like a brat.
He takes all my shit, never puts it back, never tells me, You know, every time I go to reach for something, it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that big of a deal to just take your... It's your cat, number one. It's not your dad's cat.
Right.
So you're responsible.
And he has no respect for my shit. He's staying with me. And I have to adjust myself.
But did you voice that when you were talking to him?
Well, not this morning, but I've said that to him before. You know, when it came to like keeping the house clean right. and everything. I said, look, I'm having to get used to this. Living with somebody,
right.
it's not easy, but please keep things clean.
Right.
Talk to the fucking walls, man. So, yeah, so that's just irritating. You know, I'm like, I'm doing so much for him, and what am I getting out of it?
Right.
You know, this more heartache.
Yeah. That's usually how it is at that age, though.
That sucks, man. But he's not a teenager anymore. He's fucking 25. What the hell? You know, but they don't grow up, these kids, man. He brings his friends over. They play Monopoly, and they took over the living room. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, I looked forward to it, and I hope things will still be okay. But I'll be damned if I'm going to ask him to leave. You know, it's my son.
Right.
So, but...
yeah, because, like, where is he going to go right now, honestly?
Well, no, he's going to go to his mom's, but it'll always look like I kicked him out.
Right, yeah. And there'll always be a thing at, like, holidays and... Dad, remember that one time?
Right.
You told me to stay at my mom's house.
Like, you remember... Reminds me of everything that I don't even fucking remember.
Right.
You know, I mean, kids remember the smallest shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it sticks with them, you know?
Yep. We remember everything.
Yeah. I know. So yesterday was fun.
Yeah.
Right? With our guest, we had Lindsay here. And we should have her back on the show. She's fun.
Yeah, she kept up a good conversation.
Yeah.
That's always good when a guest can, like, at least have enough opinions and, like, experience to at least
right.
contribute to some of the conversation.
It'd be entertaining in the process, yeah. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
We got to get her a boyfriend.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got to get me somebody, too.
I know, me too. Yeah, all right? Me too. That's...
We're all fucking single.
Yeah, even last night, I'm like, oh, God, I'm literally single for life.
But at least you're dating, you know?
That wasn't even a date. Like, what do you even call that? I just got taken out before I had really... Do I even consider that sex if it was 4 minutes and I told him to stop?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You do. If he put his thing inside of you, that's sex.
Well, it's funny because I'm allergic to condoms, and I'm wondering if maybe that was just it.
Could it be? Yeah, could be.
Because sometimes I can handle it, and then other times I'm like, I can't do this.
Right. But you just weren't turned on. I think it might be because, you know, maybe he's handsome and everything like that, but maybe he didn't have those feelings for him where you really wanted him.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a woman I know, I mean, every woman that I've been with, has always been like extremely excited, you know? So it's like you realize you don't need lube. You don't need anything. It's right. just there, you know?
Right.
Because they're turned on. If they're not, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's, I think, what happened, you know? Otherwise, you'd be all over him.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, that's terrible. So I still want to take a weekend break, and I can't seem to catch a fucking break. Everybody's going out of town or coming into town. And I can't get away for a couple of days. I was hoping to go this weekend, but
all
the plans
weekend.
Change. Yeah, well, next weekend there's more work involved here, so on Sunday. So maybe I'll go Thursday through Saturday or something.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. I feel like you always do.
I know. But it's like, you know, everybody around me travels all the time, and I don't. And I'm really getting irritated with it. So we'll see. But... Yeah. I don't know. I've been feeling good these days. You know, things are working well and stuff. So,
like your brain?
My brain, life in general.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys always have that mindset that everything's going to be fine.
Who's that?
Everybody in general.
Oh.
But you got to say, hey, things are going good.
Well,
even if they're going bad, just say things are going good. Because things could always be worse.
Right. Unless honestly. You're a negative person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that about myself.
Yeah. I am too, you know, but I've changed over the years. But I grew up with two negative parents, so there you go. You know?
Yeah, it happens. It happens. I feel like my parents were pretty... I feel like my dad's a little bit more positive than my mom.
Yeah.
But I think they're both overall pretty, like, optimistic.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being optimistic is something that you have to learn if you're not born with it.
Yeah, like my sister is definitely way more optimistic than I am.
Yeah?
Yeah, 110%.
Well, she sounds like she has her shit together a little more than you do. Not completely,
well,
but
well, I mean, yeah,
more.
She's living at home. I would have my shit together too if I was still living at home.
Yeah.
It's easier when you have money and to have your shit together.
And she has a kid which she has responsibility for.
Yeah, yeah. Like she's responsible for a whole nother life. Like, that's crazy to think about.
I know. Wow. So, this story caught my eye this morning.
I'm sure it would catch
everybody's eye this morning. A hospital security guard was caught having sex with a corpse, with a woman's corpse.
Ew.
Yeah.
In what city and town?
Tennessee Hospital in the storage room.
Okay, so there's this movie on Netflix called Contracted.
Uh-huh.
And the flyer looked like interesting, so I was like, I'm going to watch this.
Right.
And the beginning of the movie starts with somebody in a hospital fucking a corpse.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and he then goes to a party and sleeps with this chick in like a one night stand because she's upset about her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And he fucks her with no condom on because basically people are idiots. I think this is a good movie. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe this was like an STD awareness movie. But so she ends up sleeping with him and she begins to turn into like a zombie.
Oh, God.
Because he fucked a corpse and the corpse had like this weird STD. Where you turn into a zombie. Hence the title Contracted.
Yeah.
But as soon as you said that, I'm like, that could be like a real life shit thing, though. Right. Like, depending on how long that body has been there.
Right.
Like, who knows?
Yeah, well, maybe it's like if it's in the hospital in storage, it was probably maybe
I wonder what
recent,
he said.
But does it matter, really?
I wonder what he said when the people walked in on him fucking a corpse. Like, what could you possibly say?
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know. But a 23-year-old guy and two witnesses saw him.
Ew.
Yeah. And his sister says, well, obviously something's wrong with him. And, you know, we need to treat him. You know, he's a good person and he needs help.
Yeah.
That's what she says. Well, obviously he does.
He's obviously not a good person. I'm sorry. Anyone who looks at a dead body and wants to fuck it is not a good or decent human being. Like, you went off the Richter scale of a very long time ago. And who else? Nobody knows what else you're fucking doing on your spare time.
Right. No, absolutely.
Like, he specifically got a job at a hospital. And that's not the first corpse he fucked. He's probably fucked a lot of them.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, God. Can you imagine not being able to get pussy in real life? You got to fuck a dead body.
Right. Yeah.
See what I said, Sam? Things could always be worse.
That's true, right? So you think it's because he couldn't get sex? Or maybe because there's a condition called necrophilia.
Yeah.
Where people enjoy having, you know.
Like, there's some serial killers that are diagnosed with that because they won't even rape their victims beforehand. They'll wait till after they decapitate them or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I did a serial killer class in high school, and I did the co-ed killer, and he used to kill them and then fuck them.
Wow.
Like, you're a freak.
Yeah. Because he obviously wants no response from a live person.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know what his trauma was, but I feel like all of that really stems from your childhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All our fuck-ups are from childhood.
Yeah. Like, you becoming a serial killer definitely had to do with some type of relationship you had with your mom or dad.
Yeah, you know.
And then usually the parents get killed in the...
Yeah, something's obviously wrong with you, you know?
There's really no serial killers anymore, though, huh?
I don't know.
Like, I haven't heard of a serial killer except for, like, crime TV, and it'll be about somebody, like, in the 70s or the 80s.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like technology is too advanced for people to... Be serial killers.
Like
now.
To be before they're caught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like back in the day, it was probably easier for people to be like,
right, just
I'm gonna kill disappear. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Like that chick, was she a prostitute?
Which
the
one?
The one who was a serial killer? She's like infamous. They made a movie with her with Charlize Theron called Monster.
Oh, yeah.
She used to like go and pick up dudes or pretend she was a prostitute and then kill them.
Right. Yeah, I never saw that movie, but I remember the story.
Oh my God, she had to gain so much weight and they made her look... Because she's dropped it gorgeous. She's like one of the prettiest people ever. They made her look crazy. And she bounced back real quick after. I'm like, how do you gain all that weight and then bounce back that beautifully?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, listen, when you've got money, you've got personal trainers, you got...
Yeah, and somebody who makes your meals specifically for you not to gain weight.
Right.
Yeah.
And you also have... you have a weight to mm-hmm. maintain because it's your career.
Right.
So it sort of forces you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to go... okay, so we'll see. I'm still gonna figure out where the fuck I'm gonna go, but I'm thinking maybe I should actually fly somewhere.
You know? Just fly somewhere.
Buy the bullet and just go and do it. You know.
And if that's how you're supposed to go out, that's how you're supposed to go out.
Exactly.
It's written in the stars already. However, we're gonna die. It's already happening. So if it's in a plane, fuck. So in a plane. I just hate when people are like, well, at least it will be a quick death. I'm like, dying in a plane crash is not a quick death. I feel like you know the entire time, like this shit's about to go down. Like I'm about to.
No, yeah, in the plane, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But once you die, that's it. So you're scared while you're dying, but who cares? You know, you're gone. Doesn't matter. So yeah, anyway, you look at it. I guess it's no excuse not to fly because you're scared. You know.
I just wish it was, I guess to me, it's like the whole control thing. Like, I don't know the pilots and yet here they are like responsible for me,
right.
For me getting somewhere safely.
Right.
I mean, obviously you would hope that your pilot is like, I've got a family and kids and I'm trying to go home. Right. But then you have those once in a while, you have those stories of pilots that lock the cockpit and remember that story?
That's rare.
But do you remember that story?
No.
Oh my God. The co-pilot waited for the pilot to go to the bathroom, locked the cockpit and crashed the plane.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. 250 people on board.
Oh.
But
that
you
the
know
one,
what?
Like in Asia?
It was in another country for sure. Right, no, but there was a bunch of planes that just went missing. Still to this day, not found.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like they flew to another planet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a vast space, the ocean and the sky and
I know.
Stuff. You know, where are you going to find it?
I know, because they still haven't even found all the like parts of the Titanic.
No?
I don't think so.
What parts? I mean, they know where it is.
Yeah, I know, but like the whole... I guess, I don't know. But it's very far down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very deep.
How many people died? Like over 1,000, right?
Probably,
And that's why I don't do cruise ships, folks.
Yeah, but they're not like that. I mean, the cruise is amazing.
There was like a little bit of time where cruise ships were like... There was a story every week in the news about a cruise ship. Food went spoiled, stuck on a boat, lost electricity. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No. And they don't let you bring any of your own shit on board because they want you to spend money.
Right.
So like imagine those people if they brought their own snacks and their own bottles of water. They would have been okay.
No, I think you can do that.
No.
What do you mean no?
Like you people like be hiding shit in their clothes. Like when my brother went on his honeymoon, they were like hiding shit.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. They're very strict because they want you to pay for everything on the boat.
Well, but you will. I mean, how much food can you bring? You know, you run out of it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know? But and actually, most of the stuff on the boat is free. I mean, it's included. Like all
if, yeah, it depends what pass you get. Right. Yeah. I always thought, like, I mean, if I was growing, I feel like if I did more shit when I was younger, I wouldn't be so scared to do shit now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I traveled more and I was on planes more, I probably wouldn't be scared of flying.
Right.
If my parents took me on one goddamn cruise, I probably wouldn't be scared to go on one.
But that's not necessarily true. Look, I've flown a lot in my life. Never thought twice about it.
So why now then?
I don't know. I just feel closed in, you know, in a tin can in the sky where I can't leave. You
right.
know? That's kind of, I don't know. That makes me uncomfortable. But still, it's not a reason to stop traveling.
Right.
Know, crying out loud. How many places can I drive to around here? You know, eventually you run out of places.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places I want to see too.
Yeah. There's so many places I want to see. I want to see Greece, Barcelona, Spain, Ibiza.
Go. You know, I mean, take the shortest flight maybe to England, and then from there you can just drive and take trains and stuff. So
you know what it is for me? Oh yeah, I mean I'm down for that. Yeah, but I can't do the up and down. Like when people do like layovers and stuff, I'm like I don't know how you do that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You just fly to the closest place to here.
Right.
It'll be the shortest flight, and then you travel to Europe. You know, but Europe is amazing. There's so much history there. It's
I would
want to
go when it's warm.
Yeah. Well, warm is the tropics.
Yeah.
You know, Hawaii, the Caribbean.
I do want to go to the UK at some point.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, a lot of Europe, like you mentioned Greece, beautiful Italy, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so much ancient history there.
One of my best guy friends just got back from Greece.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I met the most beautiful woman out there.
Really?
I'm like, I'll do it
for
you.
Was she Greek?
I think, well, he had sex with 6 girls when he was out there.
Oh, okay.
In fucking 5 days. So that's like a chick every single night of the week.
What is it with all these guys getting so much pussy?
My friend Anthony, Anthony, I'm calling you out. My friend Anthony fucks a lot. Like, he fucks a lot.
Really?
My best friend Corey fucks a lot.
So they're like out.
Like, they go out for the mere purpose. Yeah. I'm going to get a bitch.
I guess if you're out there and you go to places where it's like a meat market. Right. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You probably will get laid every night. Wow.
Yep.
What is it with them? Why do you think guys need to have different girls every night? Or like such a big variety?
I honestly think it might be one, they're afraid of commitment. So to them, like, one night with a chick is like as far as it'll go with them emotionally.
Right.
Like, they have, like, for instance, my friend Corey, I always tell him, like, I think your problem is rooted in the fact that you have commitment issues.
Right.
Like, you, like, he'll get really strong feelings for somebody. Right. And then, like, 2 weeks later, it's just like, they're not like as strong as they were before. And he'll keep them for like a cold winter day.
Right.
But it's not like he actually like wants to be with them. Because if he wanted to be with someone, he would be with someone.
That's true. But
he'll like sleep with someone. And
do you think it's like in man's nature to just want to spread their seed and have as many partners as possible? Do you agree with that?
I think it, like even last night, for instance, like after I kind of hooked up with this guy, we were just like talking or whatever. And he was pretty adamant, like, on trying to, like, figure out a way to, like, finish. Uh-huh. And finally, when he realized it was not happening, he was like, ugh, like, sighing or whatever. And for him, and he's like, men like me, and I don't know if it's a Russian thing or just men in general, but he's like, we need to fuck.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it might be just guys. I don't know if it's, like, a manly thing or a macho thing or, like, they can't go to bed unless...
it's a primal thing. I think it's nature.
I think
really
it is, too. Like,
you
know? That's why... I don't know if all men are cheaters, but I do know that it is definitely in their blood to, like, need to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Need to have
like
sex.
Like, if they could, they would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 110%. Yeah. Like, if they could go to the club and leave with a badass bitch, like, they're doing it.
Right.
110%, no questions asked.
Right.
But my question is, and I always ask my guy friends, I'm like, what if the baddest bitch in the club has like the dirtiest pussy?
Yeah.
And you like think that you're like accomplishing something by bringing her home, and then she ruined your life.
Right.
There's no one I know carries condoms.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy had a whole drawer of that.
But how do you have
room.
A dirty pussy? I mean, you when you go to a club, you take a shower, no?
No, I mean dirty in general. Like you could still have, you could still take a shower and have chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Oh, so you're talking clean in that way.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not talking about dirt. Well, I mean, I hope a girl would have a clean vagina when she's out. If
so
not, go home.
You meant clean of disease.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Wow. Absolutely. Because you just never know.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when he was arguing with me about how do you not suck dick, I'm like, because I could get an STD from sucking your dick. And I don't know you. Like with when I put a condom on and I have sex, I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah,
because I'm like I protected myself.
Right.
You know, if I were to give him head, like now I'm gonna spiral out of control because now I have hypochondria.
Right. You'll think you got.
Yeah.
Something.
And then until I get my next checkup, I'm gonna be like, okay, I sucked this guy's dick.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he had.
And
for
I'm
me,
dirty,
it's like
now.
I woke up like clear minded and head because I know I didn't do anything
right.
That put myself in harm. Like right. Did absolutely nothing to him except and, kiss him, obviously.
And they go and they fuck without condoms like different chicks every night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Russian roulette, you know?
Well, he had a whole drawer full of condoms and there was like 4 left. So he's been doing a lot of fucking. But at least
so how does it make you feel to be one of them? I mean,
I don't care.
It doesn't bother
because
you?
I'm not emotionally attached to him. This isn't somebody where I look at and I'm like, oh my God, like we're going to figure out long distance. I feel like he was more interested in like maybe like he leaves and we continue to talk. That was the vibe I was getting. I was like, this guy like really likes me, which is a crazy thing. That's how it goes. Usually when one party is less interested, the other party is like fully interested.
Yeah.
That's how it usually goes.
Sometimes. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess it does.
And like we were at dinner and his friend was there and him and his friend were like, we've literally never met anybody like you. Cause I just, he's like, I've never met a woman that literally just says anything that's on the top of her head.
Yeah.
I go, but why? I don't have time to bullshit. Do you?
Yeah.
Like, it could be about anything. I was like, ask me any question you want. I'm never going to lie.
Yeah.
Sorry if you can't handle my answer, but I'm going to tell you because you asked me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that, you know, I can see where you come from.
Yeah.
I really can, you know.
I'll find somebody and I'll settle down when he can go back and forth. Like, he can handle it.
Yeah.
Most men can't.
Yeah. I remember when I was young too, it seems like, and it's not just young, it seems like in, you know, pretty far in life, men constantly talk about sex and they want it all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I think women do too. They just talk about it less.
Really?
Like, I feel like women may be hornier than men.
Oh, yeah. That's a first.
Yeah, no. I feel like every single girl I know is always like talking about how they want to have sex.
Really?
And if it's been a long time, it's like most girls, it's like a week. They're like, oh my God, it's been a week.
Yeah.
When it's months for me, I'm like, okay, it's getting a little long here.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was a kid, there wasn't so much sex going on like now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like relationships and, you know, I mean, shit, you know? It's unbelievable. The young people, you guys are like, well, I don't know. In a way, you're fortunate that you can have so much sex and there's no stigma to it.
Right.
You know?
No, I mean, there's still a stigma, but people just don't care anymore. Like, if you like, if one of your girlfriends says, yeah, like I had sex with him last night. It's just like, okay. Like, that. Literally, that's like, okay.
Like, not a big deal.
Yeah, like, my girl that I go out with all the time, she's young. She's 22. She'd be getting it in.
Yeah.
Like, same night, like, getting it in. And then the next morning, she'll be like, oh, God, I regret that. And she don't give a fuck if she ever talks to them again. Like, ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was the one that I bring out and every guy's like, excuse me, hello. Can I like possibly get your number? She's like, ugh, sure.
You know, I think it comes from doing it so much that you become like immune to developing connections with people.
Right.
So you don't. And when you don't have the connection, like you said, then I can see how you can do it.
Yeah.
But if I have sex with someone, even someone I don't know, you know, I might have some kind of a connection where I want to do it again or
right.
I like her more or something like that.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I don't know. I think you need it more than once. And the first time usually sucks anyway.
Yeah. I think the first time with everybody, it's kind of like,
because
you don't know each other. You don't know like what moves to do, what moves not to do.
Right. Like, it's a totally like a new car where you don't know how to operate.
Exactly.
It yet, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know where all the controls are.
And honestly, I don't really ever have sex when I'm sober, and I was sober.
Ah, maybe that's why.
That could have been it too.
Yeah.
Like I was not
remotely. So the weed wasn't enough.
Oh God, no. And it was sativa. Sativa just makes me want to talk. And I'm like, and so the stars in the sky are aligned more to the left than the right.
Yeah, right.
Like we smoked and we talked for like 2 hours and then I got sleepy. And then I was like, I have my radio show in the morning. Like I have to go home soon.
Yeah.
But I'm very blunt.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care to make things awkward.
Right.
Because it's awkward for me if I don't say anything. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, he wanted me to stay and cuddle. And for me, I was like, I need you to get me a car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to stay and cuddle. I don't feel like cuddling with you because I don't know you. Like, cuddling to me, I feel like is intimate.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't cuddled with somebody since 2016 and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, no dude is going to lay in my bed unless I for sure, like, skip and hop into bed and lay next to you like this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
You know, like the Middle Eastern guy, like if he were like, hey, I'm sleeping over, he's such a dick, but I'd still hop, skip, and jump right into bed and be like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a nice guy comes along who takes me out to eat, pays the bill, makes sure I have all the drinks in the world, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going home. So fucked up.
Yeah.
And he asked me that too. So after he realized that we're not finishing having sex or whatever, he was like, because he knows Samir.
Okay.
They like, I guess he invites him to the restaurant anytime he's in the city. So like, he was like, ask me questions. He's like, well, you said that he treated you like shit. I said, yeah, he did.
Uh-huh.
He goes, but do you act this way with him? I go, well, I haven't seen him in a very long time. And no, I don't. He goes, it's because he treated you like shit. You just don't like nice guys. He called me out.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's not it. But yeah. It probably is.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever floats your boat, like they say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. So some things out there, I think we pretty much
covered the sex talk. Yeah, yep, we're good for the day.
Yeah, that horse is dead by now.
What's that saying even mean?
I don't know, man. That, you know, you beat it to death. You talk about it so much.
But why do they say a horse?
I don't know.
So weird.
Yeah.
I would never want to beat a horse to death.
Well, so in California, I guess the school district in Alameda, California, rolled out a revised dress code policy, which is the most permissive in the Bay Area.
What does that mean?
Okay, that means that now students can wear the following. Okay.
Oh, like the, school. Okay, go. Yeah.
Hats, hoodies, leggings, yoga pants, skinny jeans, midriff, bearing tops, pajamas, ripped jeans, tank tops, including spaghetti traps, halter tops, and tube tops are all fair game.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
I don't think that girls should be able to wear crop tops to school when their teachers could be creeps.
Yeah, and those shorts, you know, those really short shorts.
Yeah, like that's not...
They're showing a picture here and shit.
Pajamas, cool. Leggings and yoga pants, cool. Yoga pants with a sports bra to class, that's not acceptable.
Right. You know, it's too sexy for school. Yeah. It's distracting.
And you just don't know. And like if it's high school, right?
Right.
And the girl's 16 going on 17, right, and the teacher's only like 28.
Right.
That's like not appropriate. Right. For me.
But, you know, I mean, they're showing here a picture of guys, too. You know, like you wear a wife beater and pajamas and come on.
Yeah.
Man, that's not the way
like
you go
out. Like arms out?
Yeah.
Like guys just going to school with their arms out? No. The hats I get, the hoodies I get. Because, like, I mean, think about it. School's really early in the morning. Who really wants to, like.
Yeah, those are not provocative things, you know.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, so. They're trying to be permissive, and that's California again. Anything goes, you know. And you can see that even you, with some issues, you're more conservative than just allowing anything to happen. And then they complain that there's like sexual abuse and all this shit
at it's school. Like, yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're distracting people.
So then, I feel like it's more. I feel like in the news, it's more women teachers that go for younger men.
Right.
And I can't remember the last time I heard of a male teacher going for, I think that happens more in college. Like, I think a lot of professors fuck up.
Right.
In college, because they're like of age and like, they're like, hey, can I get tutored after class? I'm like not doing that well in your class. I need help. And guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes. And then my dick is going inside you.
Yeah, wow.
But I mean, imagine women that are creeps that are teachers, and now their students can show up in wife beaters.
Right.
And basketball shorts, like tight basketball shorts where you can see their package. Like, yeah, that's a really good rule that they're having.
Yeah, you wonder what they're thinking, man. You wonder what they're thinking. So these are our kids, yeah, you know, they're saying that they can wear bottom stop shoes and clothing that covers genitals, buttocks, and areola nipples with opaque materials.
Areola nipples?
But it's part of it. But it just goes to show you what the fuck they spend their time on instead of education, you know? This is just like in your face type of things. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe they're doing that because they think it'll bring more, like people will be more excited to go to school.
I doubt it.
But I don't think so. Everyone's always going
to
hate.
This is just to get back at the conservatives. I know that. Fuck. Steve Jobs' daughter says her dad was cold. Well, I think we already know that.
They had a movie about it. And he was like, he like denied her for like mad long. He's like, that's not my kid.
Right, right. And that's the thing. I've read several books on him. And, you know, look, I mean, he's a genius and all that, but that doesn't mean that he was a good person.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that doesn't mean, like, that's what people think. Like, Bill Gates, we don't know. I mean, I will say this. He made sure, like, he, like, did an article that he's making his kids live normal lives. Mm. Like, they can't even touch their money until they're, like, 25 or something.
Yeah.
They're probably like, Dad, I don't want to do this.
What's the rush?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, Steve Jobs, I mean, it's like he was a scary manager for many people. You know, he would put people down in front of other employees and stuff. So he was a tough guy, you know, but he did a lot. And he became like a god to us, at least as far as changed our lives, you know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
He died of cancer, right?
Yeah, pancreatic cancer. Cancer, I guess.
I wonder who he left in charge of all, like, his legacy, you know?
His wife. He was married.
Oh, he was married.
Yeah.
Okay. But not to his baby mom's mom,
I'm
right?
I'm trying to remember if... No, to another woman.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's see. How many times was Steve Jobs married?
Well, they did two different movies about him.
Yeah.
I didn't watch either one of them.
Yeah, I saw one and I didn't like it. Yeah. One spouse. Yeah, Lauren Powell. So it's still her. From 1991 to 2011.
But is that that's not the mother of his child, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were together.
No, I think they are.
Oh.
So you think he had a child outside of marriage?
That's how they presented it in the movie.
Right.
From what I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really study his life like that.
Yeah. Actually, you know that he's got... So Lisa, that's the one that's talking, I think. But he had three other... Okay, so maybe he had her with a woman that he wasn't with.
Right.
Didn't marry.
Right.
And then he had three kids from the woman he did marry.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think that's how it went.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at the times from 1991. I think his daughter was born before that. Yeah. Very interesting. I don't know. He was born in 55. So he was 5 years older than I am. But he sure looked old after he got sick, huh?
I know. It's so sad.
I know. He was like just a shadow of himself. A shell.
Right.
This woman claims that sucking balloon air left her paralyzed.
I mean, well, you're an idiot. So.
Right. And not just one. Okay. She inhaled 15 balloons.
For what? Like, what were you getting out of that?
Probably, like, either to talk funny or maybe get high or something. You know? Did you ever talk, you know how you talk like chipmunks?
I've never, ever sucked helium ever in my life.
Really?
Never. And I've never had an interest and I never understood it. I'm like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, they are idiots. But so it has nitrous oxide inside.
When you go to parties in L.A., they'll have like balloon machine.
Right.
That's
just to
like
do
people
that,
get
right?
high at the parties.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got like, that's seriously, this is crazy. What we're doing now at
so
parties.
So she got like nervous system damage, you know, and shit. And she goes, you know, I wanted to make everyone aware that the 20-second high off that one balloon could cause you weeks in hospital teaching yourself to walk properly again. Wow.
That's crazy. I also at the same time don't feel bad because everyone knows when they do drugs there's a risk to everything.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. People are crazy, the shit they do. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't understand. By the way, for those of you who think we use too much profanity here, that's just the nature of the show, you know, because I had a couple of people comment and they're like, you guys use profanity and all this. And I'm like, look, we talk normal, you know? Sometimes profanity is part of the conversation.
And it's live radio. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, you know, so...
If it offends you, don't listen. That's what I don't understand when people are like, well, you have such a dirty mouth. You shouldn't be talking like that. Well, if it offends you, don't listen. You can listen to other shit.
Not only that, but how can words offend you like this? Yeah. I mean, people are talking, you know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you to decide how
and
they
I feel
should
like
talk?
The F-bomb is not a bad word. It really isn't.
No,
it doesn't sound classy, but it's just like not like I don't think it's frowned upon like it used to be. Like when I was a kid,
not,
saying
yeah.
the F word, it was a big deal.
Right, right.
Now it's just like fuck this and fuck that and fuck, fuckity fuck.
Right. But yeah, it comes in handy sometimes when you talk about dicks and pussies and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate the word
well,
pussy.
Well, I'm just trying to shock some people. But.
Yeah, there you go. Your number one fan who's going to write you an email about this later. I listened today.
No, she's going to remind me that men are pigs and they fuck everybody.
Which is what we talked about today. So you're
right,
girl.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, we agree with you, girl. We covered your topic today.
But she'll still turn it around as though I said something wrong, yeah. You know?
I mean, men are pigs and they are animals. And yet here we are still fucking them and loving them every day of their lives.
Exactly, because you need us. It's all primal. It's all nature, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it boils down to males needing to spread their seed as much as possible in order to reproduce. And females, they need a single provider so they can protect them and provide food for them, right. And all that for her and her kids, also for reproduction. So you see that nature always takes us towards, you know, like reproduction is the most important thing almost.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Think about it, because without it, we wouldn't survive as a species. Yeah. You know? So, you know, fuck away. The more the merrier. I mean, why did nature
make
sex?
But be safe while doing it. Thank you.
Yeah. And why did nature make sure that sex is so pleasurable so people will engage in it? Mm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people, it's like a drive, like hunger and shit, you know? I mean,
it's very true.
For many people, it is. So that's what I'm saying. It's built into us. And then we put rules and laws on it. You know, as part of society and a culture, and then people are like, they go crazy because it's not freely available.
Right, you know? It's true.
Like it is in nature, mm-hmm. You know, in nature, everybody fucks everybody, mm-hmm. All these animals, you know? There's no question about it. Nobody's asking anybody for permission.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, we have to deal with human laws and stuff, and it's different. It's different, you know, we're not animals after all.
Well, some of you are.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, yeah, but, you know, most of us are not, thank God.
I know, right?
Thank God, yeah.
What a horrible, like...
I mean, you know...
What a horrible life to be living if that's what, like, your goal is. Like, to creep, like, sneak in someone's window.
Right.
And, like,
but you know what? This guy that had sex with a body... I mean, that's the ultimate rapist, you know? It's like...
like completely violating someone who just passed away.
Right. There's no resistance. I mean, what the hell?
And the family of whoever it was is probably going to sue the hospital.
For
not doing like a solid background check.
And the hospital says that doesn't represent us and all that stuff. But who knows?
How do you not know who you're hiring? Like everyone...
Well, but how can
I
you
think
know
in
if
facilities
like
that... People need to be doing like psychological exams before they get a job.
Okay, but look, vetting someone, you're not going to find out what it is in their twisted mind.
Yeah, that's why when people work in hospitals or like courthouses or anything that has to do with like other people's safety or well-being, everyone should have to be required to talk to a psychologist before, because anything could be on paper. Like think of all the Uber drivers that pass the background check, but then here they are raping people.
Yeah.
Like there was literally a video of a Uber driver maybe a week ago, and her friends threw her in the back of an Uber. First of all, mistake number one, you need new friends.
Right.
Because if I'm blackout drunk, my friends ain't leaving me. They're coming with me.
Right.
So they threw her in the back of an Uber. He stopped at a motel, shut his timer off. He ended the trip, not at her house, stopped at a motel. The motel caught him on camera, carrying her limp body into the room, coming back out, leaving, then coming back and raping her again.
Oh my God.
I guess it was maybe 12 times he raped her.
Wow.
Isn't that disgusting?
Very disgusting.
And now she's fucked up for the rest of her life.
Very disgusting. Yeah.
But guess what? Uber didn't know that he was a rapist because he passed the paper test.
No, it's just like the guys that shoot people, you know. You can't know what goes on in their minds, you know. You can't monitor everybody.
And then
you,
like, the other day when I told you the Uber driver asked me if I wanted to go get ice cream, right. I was like, no, you're bringing me the fuck home. Like, I will stab you in your jugular, bitch. Seriously.
Yeah,
that's how it starts. Like, don't even speak to me. I guess they're coming out with a part of the app where before you, when you call a ride, you could say mute. So the driver can't say shit to you.
Really?
Because people are complaining, like, I don't want to talk to my Uber
driver. Yeah.
I mean, I like to talk, but there's definitely been some times where I'm like, I don't even want to have one. Like that night when I went home and he was like, do you want ice cream? Like, don't even say a fucking word to me.
Yeah, just take me home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a clever definitely update to the app.
Yeah.
Please don't speak. I'll give you 5 stars. Just don't say a word.
Exactly. I can dig it. I can dig that. All right. Well, Danny, that's it for another week. And
September is right around the corner.
September is around the corner.
When is September 1st? Next Friday?
Before that, I think.
Hold on.
It's on the...
it's on Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Okay, so we got one more week of August.
One more week of August. Yeah, but time still flies, huh? Unbelievable. Everybody, thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And sorry for the profanity, but...
No, we're not.
We're not really sorry, but I just wanted to let new people know that if you're listening for the first time, that's how we talk. We don't mean to offend. It's just fun. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.